Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, homeowners' preferences change as a result of the pandemic, and the numbers show it. All right, guys, I am going to talk a little bit about the pandemic again, but more specifically, we're going to talk today about a study that was released, or at least partially released, in Builder Magazine. And it is a study that was done at the first wave of the pandemic, and then a second similar study during the second wave here, the later part of the pandemic, contacting not only people that own homes, but people that rent homes as well, or rent, just are in rental properties for that matter. And they talk about how their behavior, their mood, and everything has changed as a result of the pandemic. And it's pretty interesting stuff. There's a lot of data to go over here. So we're going to highlight some of the stats that they've put here in the study. And it's very interesting because we've sort of seen it from the outside as a builder, as a realtor. We've seen some of these things that people are doing. And, you know, there's actual data behind it that makes more sense of it. So it's pretty interesting stuff. It's a great study, and I can't wait. They're going to have a full version of this thing out, and I definitely want to dive into this thing as we get further along here and that comes out. But again, what they did is they surveyed people throughout the United States. They were adults, anywhere from age 25 to 74, and they had to have at least $50,000 or more a year in income, and they surveyed 3,935 total people. And again, they did this in two different waves. So they did a early wave and then a later wave and kind of checked to see if things changed. Did things shift? And in many cases, they did. They call it the America at Home Study. Doesn't really roll off your tongue. America at Home Study. And the first thing they ask is basically what the idea of a home is. And the top responses were the same in both surveys. And that was a safe place, number one, then family, and then comfort. So safety, which is crazy. I don't think, you know, in years past, that was maybe the number one thing. But now it is. Safety is number one, and then family, and then comfort. And, you know, we've seen this all throughout in the last couple months, the idea, again, also of comfort, because, you know, we're seeing that shift not only in, you know, what people are putting into their homes, but the colors that they're using. They're using warmer colors, which is an idea of comfort. So instead of the cool colors and the kind of emotionless light grays and blue hues, we're seeing more of the browns work their way back in, a little more reds and things like that. So a little bit more emotion into the color of the homes too. That's not part of the survey, but it's just an interesting anecdote. But let's dive into the survey here. So one of the things that's interesting is that people are speeding up their moving plans because of the pandemic. And they saw over a 50% increase in people wanting to move out or into a new home, rather, and just because of COVID-19. So that's greatly increased demand. And they're equating this to a demand of nearly 3.15 million homes, which is crazy. You know, as a builder, you know, in a nation, we build about a million homes a year. So there's no way we're building that many homes. And, you know, it's translating into the market where we're seeing just record low inventory. Inventory is as low as it's ever been. People are buying up existing homes as fast as you can put them out on the market. And, you know, we can only build so many at a time. We have limited capacity with trades and materials and things like that. So that's kind of artificially preventing us from building more. So you're just seeing a greater and greater demand for homes. So if you don't have a home that you're happy with, you really gotta either gotta buck up and build, or you're gonna have to be very aggressive in your home search. All right, so some other things that came out of this study that were very interesting is the preference to move into a single family detached home. We've seen an increase in that percentage. So in wave one, 84% of people wanted to move into a single family detached home. That's now up to 87%. So the idea of having your own space, private, is huge. And even, you know, we have condos and we have side-by-side condos. So they're pretty, you know, pretty isolated, but, you know, yet we also have some single family condos, and we're seeing a big shift in demand to the single family condos. Because people want their own place. So kind of interesting. The next thing that people have indicated in the preferences is that there's an increase in people just planning to stay put. And if they have a home already, in wave one, 42% of people said they wanted to stay in their current home. That went up to 45% in the second wave. So people are, hey, if we can't find anything, we're just staying put. We already have a home. Let's be happy with it. Now, the other thing that they looked at is how do people adapt to the homes that they're living in? Because that's another big market. It's not just, hey, I'm going to go out and buy a new home. I'm going to fix up my home. And a lot of people have done that. When you spend that much time at home, you start to see the flaws and things you want to fix up. So one of the biggest things that people change, and I didn't actually expect this right away, but people have made changes to their garage and boosting their storage space. So in wave one, it was 17%. In wave two, it was 26%. So people are looking at that area. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they made a bigger garage. We are seeing a lot of people build sheds. I've mentioned that earlier. You know, and that if it's allowable, that's definitely an easier route for some people. But then what they're doing is they're taking their garage and they're reutilizing it. So some people are turning the third stall of their three-car garage into their home gym. Or, you know, they're using that as an extra space that, you know, they can store things in and putting it for full storage. Maybe they're creating a pantry with their extra toilet paper and all their canned goods that they bought. But they're using that garage space differently and then either adding an external garage or they're turning part of the garage into, you know, like I said, a workout room or some other storage area, and then just either parking their cars outside or a lot of people too. This isn't really in the study, but people are getting rid of an additional car because they're just not driving around. They're not going all these places. They're not commuting. Why do I need an extra car? I actually just did this. We have three cars at home, and I have my work truck, and I have kind of the weekend car. Well, weekend car got probably about 1,500 miles in the last year. And sits in the garage and decided, now we don't need this anymore. So we got rid of it. I'll probably get another one someday. Kind of an excuse to get a new car, I guess. But, you know, I did it. I'm sure other people did it. And I have garage space now. I'm not actually utilizing it. But now I can put my tractor in the garage much easier than I did before. So I guess that's a plus for me. But, yeah, people are adapting their garages. The other thing that people are doing besides just changing their garages is there's been a big increase in the need for technology. And so in wave one, 17% of people wanted to upgrade their technology in their home. It went up to 26% in wave two. So a 9% increase. That's a very big jump in the study, especially over a short period like that. And technology is important because, you know, people are Zooming all the time. They're going on Zoom meetings or they're sending data files over. They're working from home. The other thing is, when you're stuck at home that much, I'd be interested to see what the stats are on live streaming. And not only live streaming, but streaming video, OTT over the air television or over the internet television. That's got to have had a massive boost. I know Netflix subscriptions greatly increased. I know we got a Netflix subscription, and now you're seeing all these other services pop up. You know, you have Disney Plus, now you have Paramount Plus, now you have HBO Max. So the need for streaming has increased because people, you know, are stuck at home more. They're watching more TV. They don't have the other things to do. They're not going to the baseball games and the professional sports and the concerts and the you know, all these things that people were doing, they've cut back. So guess what? They're sitting there in front of the TV a little bit more. And of course, that then changes everyone's health outlook as far as fitness and things like that as well. And of course, that's another big thing that people have needed is, you know, they can't go out to the gym anymore. So they need that space for that home gym, or they've got to find an area that they can work out in and exercise. So pretty interesting how that has affected people. And then the other thing they looked at was just straight renters. So out of that study, they pulled out the renters and they saw a pretty high increase as well in renters wanting to get into a home. It went up 4% from the first wave to the second wave. So it was under half of the renters to now slightly over half the renters wanting to get into a home right away. So that's a pretty big jump in a short period of time. And then the other thing that they did with the survey, which is pretty interesting, is they did an additional wave of the survey and they pulled out some extra data. So they wanted to look at people with children. And so that any renters that had kids in their apartments as well. And that need went up even more drastically. So that went up almost 60%, or almost to 60% rather, versus 50% before. So there was a 10% increase in families with kids renting that now want to get a home. And that makes sense as well because the kids are now home more. Maybe they were home for school and you're home for work and you're all in this crammed apartment. And you don't have those extra spaces. You don't have the luxury typically. You probably just have the bedrooms you need and your main living area and your kitchen. Well, if you got to work from home and your kid's schooling from home, your kid's not going to want to sit in their bedroom all day and school from home. You're probably not wanting to shut your bedroom door all day and be on Zoom calls. You probably want your own office space. And so that's very hard to find that in apartments. That's really where you need to start branching out and finding some sort of home or condo for that. So that makes a lot of sense as well. And then they also started to talk more about wellness. And they asked what was the most important wellness topics for homeowners. And financial well-being and emotional well-being were the top two out of the survey. And they both were almost equal at 83%. And then after that was mental health, and then physical fitness was fourth, rather. So kind of interesting. I would think in non-pandemic times, those would be a little different. But, you know, the fitness was a little lower than I thought. But mental health really climbing up. And I know there's been a lot of mental health issues as a result of COVID. And people being fearful and worried and stressed out. And anytime you have major changes in life and behaviors, that's going to put stress on certain people. All right, a couple other things. If you're a builder, you're a developer, and you're looking and you're doing a community right now, here's some things that you should think about. So and this actually, it's like, I don't know why the light didn't click on for me until now, but you know, what happened when the pandemic hit? It was a weird thing, right? People went out and they bought dogs and cats and pets. They added pets to their home because they needed some comfort. And, you know, when you don't see people all the time and you're not able to hug and shake hands, guess what? People miss out on touching. And it's a very human thing. So what did people do? They went out and got a pet. Because what do you do when you have a pet? You pet them. You touch them. And they give you emotional responses back. And that's what people want. So how does that relate to houses? Well, a couple areas. One is people are probably modifying their homes to accommodate these new pets. But this is the big one. I think this is a huge thought. Dog parks. There is a preference. It went from 29% in wave one to 40%. People wanting to have a dog park nearby so that they can take their dog for a walk or exercise their dog. All these people got dogs. That's great. They feel better. But now the dogs need attention. The dogs need exercise. Oh, no, there's no dog park nearby. So if you're developing a subdivision, And you can put in a small dog park, or you can put in a small just park of any kind into it, an area where people can hang out, walk, get some exercise. That is extremely desirable right now to homeowners based on this survey. So pretty interesting stuff. Have some part of your community that people can walk and take their pets, and you'll be a hero. The other thing that they wanted, which is kind of interesting, is more health and wellness clinics nearby. And, you know, we're seeing some of those pop up, and a lot of the bigger chain drugstores are putting in little clinics and things like a pop-in clinic. So if you have something minor, you know, you can just have it looked at quickly versus going to the hospital and the emergency room and those kind of things. So kind of interesting as well. You'd have to have a pretty huge community to justify a wellness clinic. You know, that could be in some of the larger parts of the country something that's a viable option. So there you have it. There's some data from the study, and it's pretty interesting. You know, you just kind of, if you can step back for a second and think of the impact of COVID and what people are going through, and then just project out needs, you could see some of these things coming. But it's pretty interesting. So the thing that'll be really interesting to follow is, as we progress further into the next wave of this, as, you know, we're getting vaccines and stuff, is some of this stuff going to dry up, or is this now permanent behavior for people? And that'll be interesting to see, you know, because they say, well, it takes 21 days to make a habit. And we've been living like this for sadly over a year now. And, you know, a lot of these things have become habit. And of course, if you've bought a pet or you modified your home drastically, most likely you're going to stick with that for a little while. This wasn't like, well, but we got the pet through COVID, now we're going to get rid of Fido. You're not going to do that. So some of these things are here to stay, and you know, it's going to be very interesting to watch going forward. So when we see some more data, another study on this, we'll definitely report back with you guys. But it's very interesting, the stuff nonetheless. Love to hear your comments on it. So please feel free to shoot me an email. Homebuildinghero@yahoo.com is the email. And shoot me an email if you have any questions or comments on the topic.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.